Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, getting it for Steinmetz with Guru. This is the crossover with Willard and Dibs.
The fellas!
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Yo! Dibbers!
Yeah, just...
How's the baby in the ear infection?
Better. So much better.
All right.
Yeah, it's
already?
Amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, modern medicine. Yeah. And so, you know, she slept, which means we slept.
There
and so
it is.
I went from probably about 3 hours of sleep two nights ago to a full like nine.
Yeah.
I saw nine last
night.
Nine was like seven Ooh. Dreams. It was one of those ones.
Seven
where,
dreams?
Like you dream and you wake up. It's like, oh my God, I don't think I can go back to. And then you sleep again, and you get another dream, and it's like, oh my God, this is like a,
that's
it's like spending all day at the movie theater.
My last dream, I swear, guys, it was last week. Somebody stole my car, and I didn't have insurance, and I thought I had. And I woke up, and then I got my car. It's in the. It was a dream.
And not the best.
I had a great day.
If you could bottle up the feeling that you get when you wake up from a nightmare
that's
and realize
what I had.
That it's
the
not
nightmare-y.
True. Oh, I would fuck you if you could bottle that.
Listen, I'm over.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The last time I had one, I think it was on Friday morning because I woke up and I was in such a great mood and I thought it was Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had to go to work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It works both ways. Sometimes it's so good.
Yeah, but that's oh God. That's
it was a really tough. I'm like, why am I up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday? Oh, that's right. I gotta go work with
But
with
at least
guys.
It was still ahead. Like I hate waking
Dude.
Up, right? When you wake up on like a Monday and you still think it's Sunday. Or whatever.
That's tough.
Like it's yeah. Like, oh damn
well,
it.
Well, according to Goo and a lot of Warriors fans, you'll be able to get 3 hours of sleep tonight, you know, at around
no, I'm
four. Just count
I
them
just,
out.
I,
they're done.
Well,
can I just say
no, your voice is on your head. You can't just
do we know
say.
Officially who all is out?
Well, everybody.
Like,
pretty much everybody.
Randy came
like,
in
Butler,
like it
Butler,
ain't official.
And Buddy
I don't mean
official.
To be like the radio
yeah,
guy
but
here, but
it.
In case I just tuned in.
Steph
yeah.
is out.
Okay.
Jimmy is out. Draymond is out.
Wait,
Al
Draymond's
is out.
Draymond's out
yeah.
because Steph is out?
Kuminga is out.
Okay.
They're
a shocker.
All out. They're all out.
Okay.
And Guru.
Go ahead, Will, because I love
no,
you.
And I know you
up.
Know what
yeah.
I'm about to
yeah.
say. I'm shocked that you're shocked. Like, I'm shocked that you're shocked. I was listening when the news came in.
Oh yeah.
Shout
yeah.
out Shaka Smart.
Like,
breaking news.
I mean, do have to I got
Warriors
something
are old.
Go ahead, I hear you.
But it's not just old. Like, there's a few things going on here. Steve Kerr told us last week that there's no way they're playing both
nah,
of these games.
Yeah, all right.
And so, you know, like, I know you're giving Steph the pass.
Yeah.
And I like, the way my brain works, I don't know if anyone's sick. I don't know
okay,
if he tweaked
you.
His ankle.
Yeah.
I don't think that Jimmy's back. Like, I don't care. They like, I don't think the Warriors are a bunch of whiners.
Okay.
And if they're saying this about the schedule.
No, they're saying, who am I to, like, no, then, I'll give you that.
But and so this
I just don't like it this early, but then that's when they feel like, this you is, know, this is.
But this is when their gauntlet is happening.
All right.
Like, we were in the other room, and Lucas goes, did you know that the Lakers are on a five-day break?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Spadoni said they don't play on Sunday.
Yep.
5-day break.
But the Warriors are going to get one of those.
Exactly. Yeah. So they won't rest then. But when the Lakers have to do that Grammy trip that they do every year,
look at you.
Guys are going to be rested.
But I guess like, why I got started real quick, Will, was last night. I just, without Banchero, another edition of one of the teams don't have their best player. We can still beat the Warriors when they're full. It hurts. And it's not all the basketball. It's not at all about all athleticism. But you could see it, Dibs. I can see what might be their kryptonite, and sometimes it hurts, man. And my last thing, I'm all over. What Jimmy did to Buddy, that broke my heart.
Ah, boy.
Why?
That's, yeah, that wasn't it. Because
you wouldn't do it to Willard, so don't do it to me.
Of course
you wouldn't
he
do
would.
It to him. Don't be one of those dudes.
I have,
no, keep
and
the
I will.
Same smoke. He would not dare say that and dress him down. I'm not going to ever throw the effing ball to you. How dare the dude struggling? Where's the leadership, Will? That's not cool. And if you guys are one of those leaders, and I don't think you are, how can you sign off on that? That is not cool.
Go.
That, come on, y'all.
You and Steiny do this to each other every day.
I disagree. It's extremely one-sided. They dish it to each other.
Exactly.
Buddy doesn't do it to Jimmy.
But then it becomes common, though.
No, but the
we have not seen that.
Yes, the only thing that's different is he got caught on camera and we can read his lips. This Steve Kerr said, I'm so bleeping sick of Draymond.
That happened.
And then they go win rings. These are such emotional moments.
So nothing there.
Nothing. Literally,
Dibs, I'm not throwing
asked him
you
before
the
show
ball again.
And did he? Did he throw him the ball again? And
it's not even about that. It's about why would you embarrass me in front of the Magic? And now this thing's going viral.
I think that it's because
it's an emotional moment,
and it was his turnover. And like, should Buddy have like gone out of his shoes to like at least get a piece of it, whatever? And Jimmy's like, I'm not throwing you the ball again. And it's like, oh yeah, of course. And it's kind of like Brock Purdy. If he would have said that to Ronnie Bell last year when Ronnie Bell had the drop and I'm not throwing you the ball again, well, Brock wouldn't do that, but Brock's not Jimmy. And so
it hit different because play had been stopped so everybody could hear it.
Right. I mean,
you know, if you say that we're running down court, Will, I get it, but play was stopped, Evan. I ain't you that mad. Who
it was
are you
on the
really?
Next possession.
Take it
wasn't
out on
the
Magic.
Same play.
Yeah, take it out on the Magic. Don't take it out on Buddy who's struggling. I just thought that wasn't cool. That's
I thought
all.
It was a big nothing burger. And I asked Mark earlier, I said, on a scale of 1 to 10,
give
like, how big a deal is that? And I said, I got it as a 2. And he's like, I have it as a negative 2. And honestly, forget the Buddy and Jimmy buddy comedy
thing.
Because
we haven't seen it all season.
We haven't seen it. Okay. And I do think that there are reasons for that. And the biggest reason is that Buddy has stunk.
Ooh.
And like, you're not going to go up there and be like, I'm Batman. I saved the day. No, Buddy, you are a real, you're not a problem, but you're not having a good year. Ooh. And so in that moment, for me, that was just Jimmy being Jimmy. And it's like, yeah, Jimmy, should you not have said that? I guess, but you said it to Buddy, and I don't think that Buddy heard that and was like, oh my God, he's not going to throw to me.
Yeah.
I better not
that.
Even try to get open.
I got you, but
to me, that was a big nothing.
Wow.
That was Jimmy. Although I do like what you said earlier, Evan, about your little filing cabinet that apparently you have, and you, I'm going to file that away. I'm going to go
just,
ahead and
I'll put
I'm
going to
file that under VT, verbal taunt, and we're going to file that away. When you said that, I was like, ooh, I like that. Like, that part of it, sure, because if there's more of this later, if there's more of like...
Bad Jimmy?
Or
could
like
that be
Jimmy,
in the file?
Jimmy gets to a spot, and Buddy cuts to the hoop, and Jimmy looks at him and goes,
see,
no.
I don't expect that.
Like, but that, to me, would be where your file that you apparently have started, that's where that file becomes an actual thing. As a one-off, it was nothing, but I liked what you said about, oh, I'm going to go ahead and file that one away.
Yeah,
I like that part.
I didn't like it personally, and I think that a lot of, like, Buddy Hield, it's a proverbial
Thank
punching
you,
bag for a lot of people, both fans as well as people on his team. A lot of the ribbing that Jimmy Butler gave to Buddy last year was fun in games because they were winning. I feel like it's just low-key bullying, but he's Buddy Hield and he can take it.
Man.
So, like, I don't like how many times have we seen Buddy dish it out to other, he's always the butt of the joke. Bud of the joke. Like
that's a three.
He's just, a two.
Yeah, I know what that was good. I should have landed it the first time. But to me, the closest we've seen them look happy together is on their bobblehead this year.
Well, look,
Buddy had a 20-point game in L.A. I didn't see them messing around after that.
We have
crypto.
Not seen that series this year.
There's a totem pole on every NBA team. It's just the way it is. Buddy Hield, nobody's yelling at Jimmy Butler. That's not like you would have to be Draymond. No one's yelling at Draymond. Quentin Post is not going to yell at Draymond. I'm not passing you the ball if Draymond drops the ball. And that's just the way. That's the way the structure of the whole thing works.
The pecking order.
Yeah, Buddy Hield has sucked this year. Steve Kerr screamed at him in the middle of a blowout last week.
Yeah, I haven't brought that up.
He has been awful, and this is a performance-based industry, and these guys get that. So you have to button up and buckle up and take that when you keep making mistakes, number one. And number two, I'm under the impression this is absolute standard operating procedure, and we just happen to see this one. Dudes are yelling.
So you
at each
heard
other
it in real time.
It's not the first time Jimmy Butler's yelled at a teammate on a court. All I'm saying.
I don't think it's the first. I don't know of a game where guys aren't yelling at each other.
And I know you guys think I'm from Venus, but there's a new era. Shout out to the baseball hat out there of what goes on and what we think is okay and locker room stuff. But this was on the floor. Just think about Buddy, though, just for 1 second. And we know he's playing bad dibs. That thing goes viral. And nobody can, there's no Willard or Dibs saying it was a nothing burger. They're fine. I just thought that had a negative connotation on Jimmy of all the, you're frustrated. I get it. And what, I don't know. But pick your team, your brother up. But to dressing down, and that's how, I missed in real time. We were together, didn't hear the sound. I went and watched it again. And I go, just think if I'm Buddy, that comes off bad.
Are you okay with Kyle Shanahan dressing down Renardo Green?
No, that was called for, and I liked.
Okay, listen.
Our defense is leaky as
one guy's the coach, and Jimmy Butler's a player. Jimmy's not the coach.
He's not, but
he's not the coach.
But we know there are coaches on the floor, and 36-year-old superstar future Hall of Famers are that. Like, we know that. Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy have a completely different role and status within this structure. And they are absolutely allowed to tell the other people yes and no. Like, that's how
that
works.
That, to me, was more of an Aaron Rodgers moment where Aaron Rodgers, like, makes a throw and the guy's in the wrong spot.
Pushes his offensive lineman.
It's not news, by the way, that Jimmy is rough around the edges. Like, this is Jimmy. Jimmy Butler.
It didn't bother me. At all.
When he wins, everything's all fun and games. But when Jimmy Butler's on teams that lose, he becomes the Jimmy that has been discarded by four different teams.
I think this is Jimmy. The same way, like, it's not even the full level of what Draymond is. And we're all like, we're just used to that more. I mean, Draymond screams at teammates way more than anyone, probably in the league.
That's a fact. But
he also elevates them and will go to bat for them.
Man, this just
Jimmy hasn't gone to bat for his teammates for the entire summer.
Man, who are you
for Buddy Hield?
Well, I mean, listen.
That's the guy. He's not yelling at JK. He knows he can't yell at JK.
But your spotlight, sure he can.
When has he done it?
I don't know. Again, we don't usually see all of this stuff. Jimmy Butler.
And I guess that's 90% of my, like, Jimmy, you couldn't have waited to give it to him in the huddle.
Like, it's an emotional game. Jimmy Butler put Buddy Hield very much under his wing all year last year. They put on a show. There's a reason they had a bobblehead together. Because
I'm shocked.
I mean, Buddy was here before Jimmy ever came, so I don't know if he ever put him under his wing.
But once he arrived here, they became a thing.
And Jimmy had won nothing, even though he took a team to the finals.
I don't know. Like, the way I took that.
And I know emotions in the game.
Also, I mean, let's not take it for face value words. Like, he's actually never going to.
Yeah. Like Dib said, I know he's going
to
pass it to him.
I'm sure he passed it to him again in the game. I didn't watch every pass. He made,
just like
but
when you wake up on a Sunday morning and say, I'm never drinking again. Yeah, you are.
All right.
Of course you are. But in a moment where you're not feeling it, you express your frustration. I don't know, man. I think if we were ever on an NFL sideline, for example.
No, I believe. You don't even got to sell me on that. Come on now. Wow. But I love what Kyle did to Green. That was warranted.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it, but I'll put it in the file. I think the NFL is so much different, though. I mean, guys are literally banging heads every single play. I've just never seen Christian McCaffrey throw Jake Brendel under the bus, even though he could umpteen times a game when this guy does not give him room to run the ball.
But that's not his personality. You'll never see it from Steph either. You know, that's who Jimmy and Draymond are.
And remember, that's who they are. I was sensitive when Moody did what he did to, what was the kicker? When Debo snapped, I didn't like that from Debo, but then, you know, months later I heard he was like, you got to step up. I'm like, well, wasn't that bad, but it looked bad.
It looked bad, and ultimately it didn't lead to Jake Moody making more kicks, and then Moody's gone, and Pepper's gone, and well, Debo's gone too. So that's the way that went. I look at yesterday, and I'm just watching the playback right now. I think that Jimmy was mad because he makes a bad pass, and you have Buddy cutting down the middle, and Buddy didn't even really put his arm up. Maybe Buddy thought the pass was going to somebody else because it was such a bad pass that Buddy probably thought, like, oh, that's got to be all the way out to the three-point line. And then Jimmy says what he said, and whatever, Jimmy. Like, that's fine. For me, it was a big old nothing burger. It was a sign of frustration for an older team that was playing against a team that maybe, not that they should have beaten, but they should play better.
Do you think they know they didn't have it?
This team turns the ball over so much.
Like, do you think they know that they didn't have it early against Orlando?
No. I think that they thought that they had it, but they were looking for help from the others. And when you don't get help from the others, well, then you better be amazing. And Steph was great. Jimmy was great. Draymond was fine. And then everyone else was not very good.
But the youth and the athleticism was Orlando by a landslide.
And it will be against 23 of the 30
Willard,
teams.
And that's what I'm having the problem with, I guess. Like, tell me, Goo, just some nights are going to be like that.
Yeah, some nights are going to be like that. And so, I don't know, maybe we all need to sort of, like, make a if you want to be a Warrior fan in 2025, you're going to have to sort of look at this from 10,000 feet as opposed to night to night. Like, they are playing this
the long game
for April. Mm. Of course they're playing, and I do think the things that are triggering people right now are going to lessen. Like, Ev, I heard you say, like, the schedule excuses need to stop. I think by definition they will. Like, he pointed out when they get freed up. But you sort of, like, made it sound like you, and this, I get it, like, you're frustrated by those excuses being used now. I think that they're probably pretty fair. I don't have any reason to think that Steve Kerr is making this up, that he says, I've been in the league for 40 years and I've never seen anything like this.
And it is crazy what they've had to endure.
Okay, if that's what you're telling me is going on with your team, I believe you. I believe you. You're Steve Kerr. I believe you. I don't think you're making that up. For no good reason, but I don't think those excuses will continue because they won't have them, they won't want them, and won't need them.
No, they won't have them. And I looked at their next five when they come home after tonight. You've got Portland, and you're off for 2 days. You've got Utah, you're off. You've got Houston, you're off for two. Mm-hmm. You've got New Orleans, you're off for two. Then OKC, you have five games in 12 days, boom, all at home.
Perfect.
And you've got Portland, Utah, and New Orleans. Houston, OKC, fine. Those might be a little bit tougher. And I looked, Evan, at not all the teams, but I did a little bit of a dive on other teams who've played a ton of road games. OKC's played 9 road games, and they've had 3 back-to-backs. The Warriors have played 12 road games after tonight, and they've had 5 back-to-backs. So that, whatever, old team, young team, they've had 5 back-to-backs already through 17 games. That is bananas. The Lakers have had 9 road games. They've had 3 back-to-backs, not as many. The Hawks have had 9 road games, and they've had 3 back-to-backs. And so if you look at just the teams who've played almost as many road games, and no one's played as many as the Warriors, which will be 12 after tonight. Not only have they played 12 games, most in the association, they've played 17 games, also the most. They've played 5 back-to-backs, also the most. Yeah. So the schedule thing, I get it. You can whine and cry, and, you know, Steve Kerr's had multiple comments, and you can take that however you want, but the facts are the facts. of the matter.
No, but my point is simply that won't be something you can hide behind by the end of the new year.
Agreed.
Because we only have two more back-to-backs in the next 38 days, and in that time you play the same amount of games you just played in the first 29. So if they still continue to struggle and some of the issues that are present on a night like last night, which is your young guys weren't good enough to help the older players, and on some of the other games, your older players weren't good enough to get you to the finish line, then Steve Kerr will not be saying, hey, well, it's, you know, the schedule. We got to figure some stuff out. And maybe that's where you look to the deadline. Maybe that's where you look to how we can improve this roster. Because I know everyone wants to change now, but this is their team, at least for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So they got to figure something out.
I think I look at some schedule quirks also. Warriors are one of two teams in the NBA that have not lost a home game. They just haven't played very many of them. They played 11 road games. Okay. They've played five home games.
Okay, five. Yep. All right. So I'll be there Friday night.
Like, they're 9-7, and they have played not just a crazy travel schedule, not just the most back-to-backs, not just the most games. Two-thirds of them are also on the road.
Mm-hmm.
More than two-thirds of them are on the road. So, yeah, this is going to get better. And if it doesn't, then I think the points that you guys are bringing up are completely valid. But Dibs is right. They're going to finish this game tonight. They're going to rest. They're going to get on a flight. They're going to come home. They're going to be here for 2 weeks, 14 full days, before they got to get on a plane again. All of the games are at home. Three of them are against crappy opponents. Two of them are against good ones. They'll probably go 4-1, and everybody is going to...
I got it, because I expect be championship it. Not holding
you got
to
five games in 12 days.
I got you.
2 weeks, essentially, yeah.
Right, but you got days off on the front end and the back end of it. So
that's
like,
the point.
Yeah.
And even though you do go on the road, and you've got a back-to-back, Toronto and Brooklyn, you have a back-to-back, OKC and Utah, and you will, at that point, have the most back-to-backs in the association, but... Yeah, you've got a big old fat January where you don't leave Pacific time zone for more than 3 weeks. So, yeah, we can all look at this and say, yeah, bad schedule, rough, but you're going to have the good still coming because, as you know, Evan, everyone only plays 41 games on the road.
Yes, that is true.
I would be worried if any of these injuries were real.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, they're not.
No, I hear
Kuminga?
You. Now, one's starting to conserve. Yeah. 23 years old with bilateral knee tendonitis.
I'm bummed that he's not here for this one.
Oh, right.
This is the night where you're like, ooh, man.
Yeah.
And Steve had told us a couple days ago that he was very hopeful that Jonathan would play tonight.
Yeah.
And he's not, which tells me that something is lingering.
Yeah. Oh, and I wonder what's lingering. And if I can spend 20 seconds playing the conspiracy theory troll role of the show, let's go backward where he plays and then they lose.
First game of San Antonio.
And then... he played that game. Sacramento. He played half that game.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going back to the previous game.
Oh, okay. Thunder.
Against OKC.
Yeah.
He played, and then Draymond comes out after and says, you know, whatever it is, you know, there's guys, and there's this, and there's that. And then JK plays a half.
Yeah.
Ooh, my knees. And he hasn't played since. And in that game, he didn't start. They changed the lineup. So Draymond makes his comments. The very next game against San Antonio, Kuminga doesn't play, and then my knees hurt at halftime, and I haven't played since.
It was questionable going into the game. Yeah. So there was already a knee listing prior to the game.
I'm just saying.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm curious. I'm saying is if you are a conspiracy theory.
What is the conspiracy?
He doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to play?
Yeah, he doesn't want to play because he got called out.
That's pretty heavy.
And he's not starting.
That's pretty heavy.
So, like, you've got bilateral knee tendonitis and you're 23? Okay.
Which is weird, but man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And okay, but
and that came out of nowhere.
He got away. I'm not with the he don't want to play,
he's had
but
before, right? He had the ankle last year for 2 months.
Man, everything.
That's that,
I just, I,
every
I don't know.
Single thing they've all said, that he's not wired that way.
Mm.
This is what I still love about the kid. Does he make all the right decisions? Does he think too much of himself? Whatever. We could have that conversation. But, dude, his head seems to be screwed on pretty straight. That's a big, and I know you're not accusing it.
I'm not.
You're
I'm just
wondering.
Saying it's a little bit of a head scratcher.
Yeah,
for me,
I don't think he's wired that way.
This would be a game where, all right, no Steph, no Draymond, no Jimmy.
He'd start tonight.
And Cook.
But he's not.
Right.
That doesn't seem to add up.
What does add up? And that's what I wonder.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
He also missed 4 games last year with tendonitis in both knees. So it's not.
And that was in.
That would actually be more concerning
December,
to me, the fact that this is something that's happened again.
In April.
Yeah.
After he came back from the ankle.
Yes. Okay.
Evan has a call, so he's got to get out of here. But
did you hear the morning
roast, Willard? Because
must be a video.
Sam Lubman has been the star of the station for me. I don't know if Dibs are. We're about to play it. He did an impersonation of you.
Uh-oh.
I gave him a 9.
Oh,
I know Dibs is like, there are no
9s.
It's 1 through 5, and 5s are rare.
Okay,
so.
But if you can, Grandy, if
I've
you can play Sam Lubman doing his Willard. Let's see what
Sam
you think.
Sam has the Mark Willard laugh down to a T. Can you do it for us real quick, Sam? Come on, do it. Do the laugh.
What? That sounded like a dead pelican.
That's a 6 for the Willard laugh.
Will, what are you getting at, Dibs? What are you getting?
I'm going to let you know me.
About that one.
You know me better than anyone else at the station, so you go first.
It would be a 2, but because when you do it live on the spot, it's a 3.
Okay.
It gets upgraded to a 3. His laugh is not that high pitched.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's also not that deliberate. Like, he had pauses in there. Pause.
Totally.
Yeah. Like,
Will,
you're still
not impressed him.
Not at all. Not at all. And
It's a 3. It's a solid 3.
Well, the guy that did the numbers thing. The guy, he was a caller on your show.
Great.
That one, I was driving. I was driving down Bay.
That was good.
I was in stitches.
Okay, right.
I do not mind someone nailing it if they nail
maybe
it.
Maybe I gassed up Sammy.
You did not nail it. Sorry.
Instead of 3.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the actor in the movie Pitch Perfect, but it was not Pitch Perfect.
No.
Okay.
I give him, he gets a point or 2 for trying.
Evan wasn't impressed. I'm sorry. I've been teasing it all show.
Well, he was hyping it up like, you know, we're going to listen to the audio version of Mona Lisa.
And by the way, Stray goes to you, Spadoni, for saying it was a 6. Shut up.
Well,
that doesn't even exist.
He's got to prop up his guy.
Come on.
We rate things on 1 to 5, and it all goes back to Mark Kreidler, because everything was rated on 1 to 5 crides. And so getting 5 crides was rare.
Yeah.
So the majority of things are 2s, 3s, and 4s, unless you totally suck, and you get a one.
So the numbers dude is the winner, right? That's the, he did a better job.
Yeah, he
but
did
a better job. When I heard it driving, I go, that's Will.
He did a better job.
Speaking of threes, you got Warriors Live at 3:30. Right.
Oh, you guys got a short show.
3:30 today, right there.
Yes.
3:30 today. 4:30 tip.
Well, I'm not good at math in the afternoon, but
because numbers are numbers.
Yeah,
and numbers are numbers.
Those numbers are accurate.
We'll see what we got tonight. Roller Dibs coming up. 95.7 The Game.
Good luck on your call.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.